Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to this week's episode of What the Health Just Happened, where we talk about all things healthcare, community, business, and life. The goods, the bads, the ups, the downs, the lefts, the rights, and everything in between. We are so fortunate to have on a variety of guests sharing their stories and industry expertise that are way smarter than me and Trey are, correct? I would say correct. Today, I think we'll hit a lot of topics, right? The healthcare, maybe, community for sure, business, maybe, life for sure, a lot of community. So please welcome Susanna Cruz, Vice President and Senior Account Executive for Marsh & McLennan, correct?
But more
importantly, Board Chair for the Jacksonville Children's Chorus. Correct.
You got it.
Just tell me
right,
correct.
Two for two.
We're going to say JCC a bunch, Jacksonville Children's Chorus. Also, I'm pumped. The first fourth-time guest. I couldn't even say that without laughing. First fourth-time guest, TJ Ward. I love this man. Not in a weird way, I promise. Executive Director for Project Opioid. But again, today he is representing the Dancing with the Stars event with JCC, Jacksonville Children's Chorus. You're a dancer.
I am now. I have become Hi. One over the last
TJ Ward. Susanna, welcome to What the Health Just Happened. Man, the intros are brutal. I get out of breath. I'm sweating.
It's a lot to say.
You did a beautiful job.
We did it. We should pre-record those, by the way. I'm just going to say that. Just pre-record. I don't think
so. No, I like to see you stumble occasionally.
Every time. Everyone's like, every time you do that, I'm like, yeah, it's kind of fun. So, welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Are you ready to party?
Let's do it.
I'm going to start briefly on Project Opioid and then transition quick into JCC. What does JCC stand for?
Jacksonville Children's Chorus.
What does JCC stand for?
Jacksonville Children's Chorus.
Okay. I'm just saying that over and over because that's a mouthful. JCC is what we're going to call it. Mm-hmm. TJ Ward, I'd say we're friends now, right?
Yeah.
Fourth time here?
I'd say close friends.
You're my boy, dude.
Yep.
I don't want to sound weird. I don't want a bromance starting, but it already happened.
Don't let me stop you.
You've been on three times talking about Project Opioid. I would say this, if you're curious about that organization, you can listen to the past three episodes. We'll share them in the links. What is Project Opioid?
So high level view of it, we bring key leaders together across the region to help reduce overdose deaths.
Which is a big deal.
Yeah.
And pretty cool for the community.
And it's working. That's working. We're seeing a reduction. So
huge.
Yeah.
And then you helped set this up and facilitate it, which I love. The local Dancing with the Stars. The term is River City Dancing with the Stars.
Yep.
You're a dancer.
I'm a dancer. I got nominated as a result of my work in the nonprofit sector, which I also want to say Project Opioid is made possible by the Florida Blue Foundation. And,
never heard of them.
And Jack's Chamber.
Never heard of them.
Which I know you are a trustee member of.
And so. we do so much business with Florida Blue, it's hysterical.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah. So because of my work in the nonprofit sector, I got nominated to be a part of this fundraiser for JCC, which stands for what?
Jacksonville Children's Chorus.
Yeah.
We're going to ask Trey later.
No, watch. Don't.
And in 20 minutes, we're going to say, Trey, what's JCC? You're like, what? Jacksonville Children's Chorus. Because we're going to put a really heavy emphasis on that. So you were nominated.
Yep. And I wasn't really familiar. I'm going to be honest with you. I wasn't familiar with JCC. The arts are not really my thing. You probably couldn't tell that by looking at me.
You look like a painter for sure.
I don't sing. I've never danced before until now. But I went and I met with the staff and they shared with me the vision of why they do what they do. And I was hooked. And so I agreed to do it. And I'm trying to raise as much money as possible to help these kids. And I know Susanna's going to tell you kind of all about it, but I have a soft spot in my heart for kids that don't have opportunities. And this organization really is focused on helping young people experience the arts.
Who approached you to dance?
So the organization reaches out via email and they don't tell you who nominated you. I think I know who did though.
Who?
I don't know if I'm allowed to say.
Yes, please say. Who do you think nominated you?
Diana Donovan.
Okay.
Shout out the cultural council.
You are not.
You know, Diana, she's with the cultural council of Greater Jacksonville. Yeah. So
that's who you think.
That's who I think. Yeah.
It was me.
It was you?
No, I'm kidding.
That'd be awesome.
Because I'm nominating you for next year. So you heard it here first What the Health Just Happened.
I love it.
We need a commitment on air
right now.
Recording.
Are you on the board next year?
doesn't matter if I am or not. I'd like to
All right, we'll save that. We'll go back to that because that'll come up. I promise. I have that in the notes. No, I'll do it. You were nominated. Love it. Okay. So then you're, please help us out here. What's your role? So you're the board chair for the JCC, which stands for?
Jacksonville Children's Chorus.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's right.
Oh, God.
You,
my wife would be proud. Not really.
We laugh. Like, we work in insurance. That's what we do. But there's all these other board
we
opportunities.
We have acronyms for everything,
correct,
don't we? And then we have new organizations and we build more. Because
JCC
simply aren't
is
enough.
Is so clean. So you're the board chair.
I'm the board chair.
Which means you're the boss of the board, right?
Well, it means I'm very busy, but I have a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I've got a great organization. The mission of JCC is to provide high-level choral music education to children of diverse backgrounds. So what that does is it ensures a spectacular performance, and we have scholarships available so that children can participate regardless of their family circumstances. And I like to take it a step beyond that because you hear choral music education, you hear, I don't understand it, I may not have a singing background, and that's fine. But it's bigger than that because the kids start at a very young age. They have opportunities as they progress through 18 and can join the touring choir. When they reach that level, they're given opportunities to travel Europe. They've sang at Grand Ole Opry. They've sang with Kristen Chenoweth before. And last year, they were invited to sing at St. Patrick's Cathedral.
Whoa.
City singing at Christmas.
Like,
let's go.
It's a big deal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Iconic cathedral in New York City. And they're the only non-New York City children's chorus ever to be invited to do that.
I love
it's a big deal.
Northeast Florida. And I'll be honest, I was not familiar. I had heard Jacksonville Children's Chorus, right? JCC. That's so much easier. JCC.
It is.
Yeah.
Until you had reached out that time. Then I started researching it. We had talked. This is a big deal. For Northeast Florida and these kids, this is a big deal in an organization. So
it is. And I would say the core focus is certainly choral music education, but we're looking to build future leaders for our community. And that's the overarching objective in funding programs like these.
I was just going to say, did you hear what she said about the only other than New York City?
Correct. Correct.
That's huge.
You look across the U.S., you have one children's choir in the U.S. besides the city of New York. That's kind of a big city, right?
Yeah. So I'm told.
Yeah. Apples and apples, right? Nah. How long have you been on the board?
I've been involved for 5 years. So I started as TJ did.
Dancing?
Being nominated for Dancing with the Stars. It was a interesting stage where I remember my son was getting older. And as parents, we have a little more capacity in our life when kids are not as young.
Yeah.
And one of my good friends said, careful what you wish for. I just nominated you to be in Dancing with the Stars. So it was, I understand firsthand how exciting and terrifying it all is. It's a lot of fun. It's a great journey, and joined the board shortly after that competition.
So your first access to JCC was as a dancer.
That's
for
right.
this event. And then you loved this organization so much. You're like, I want to be part of this board.
I did. I fell in love with the kids. I fell in love with the mission. And, you know, we talked about sports. My household has always been a sports family. So I remember having, you know, a then middle schooler come home and say, oh my gosh, Mom, please fill out this paperwork so I don't end up in the band. Right. And I remember thinking this was so important for him in this moment. But for every child who is coming home the way my son did, there's another child saying, please don't make me run after the field with the ball.
Yes.
Right? But right. It's
my middle son.
There you go.
Wait, so danced, then joined the board chair. Are you facilitating the event? Like, what does the board involve? What are your responsibilities?
I feel like it's oversight, but more so it's support. We've got really, really strong staff. The president and artistic director, Darren Daly.
Shout out, Darren.
Staple in the community. He's done an incredibly beautiful job growing the program over the last couple of decades that he's been here. His background was in Boston and larger choral music organizations. So he knows what good looks like, right? And he brought it here. And we're thrilled to have the organization that we have at the level that we do. Through additional funding from ViStar and some strong community partners, we have built a state-of-the-art headquarters downtown. It's a cornerstone in the community. If you see the Sing sign, that's us.
Do you know where it is?
I do, actually.
I was going to say, it's right
Do you?
Across the street from the chamber.
Do you know Summer Vine?
I do.
Don't they did the signage on the side of that, right?
Yeah.
Did the signage?
We talked about this on her episode, by the way.
Yeah.
I might have to chop that clip in.
Oh, yeah.
She was also provided entertainment at our recent soiree. So we love Summer. She's done.
We love Summer. Shout out Summer.
Business.
And Summer and A New Vision are a VIP sponsor for Dancing with the Stars. On my behalf.
I was going to say, did they back TJ? I think 212, we're going to talk about 212. We'll see what happens there. Yes. But I think, great location. How many between employees, volunteers, staff, board members, like how big of an organization, followed by how many kids are in this program at any given time?
Great question. So I would say the organization is tiny and mighty. We've got seven board members, about 20 staff, and that includes artistic leadership, part-time, everybody in between. We serve thousands, because we have our in-person chorus. We'll talk about the early learning later, but we've got a really cool early learning room, and it's set up so that we can conduct virtual classes as well, Sesame Street style. We all remember growing up with Sesame Street.
I still watch. I'm 42. I still love that show. I'm kidding.
No problem there.
Bad joke.
Anyway, so it's great because we can reach an audience wider than Jacksonville, and we have kids tuning in from Europe. We've got this presence through the kids traveling the United States and the world that we've been able to reach.
So when you're doing that virtual stuff, is it on like a weekday? Is it on weekends?
When are you tuning in
and getting involved with this?
Yeah, we've got a great schedule. A lot of it does happen during the day. It's a good program for, if you're looking for something for your children to do that maybe aren't quite in school yet, it's great that way. Happy to share more information with the broader audience with specific times.
Do you homeschool students?
Absolutely.
I would think that would be a good option for them, right? Or
of course.
Or virtual school.
Yeah, you're in it now. You're plugged in.
Oh.
I was not plugged in until the last, 3 weeks?
Yeah.
3 weeks?
Well, and that's what I'm saying. Like, I wasn't aware of it, but now that I know what's happening and what they do and the impact that they're making in the lives of all these children, like, who wouldn't want to be a part of that? Now I'm passionate about it.
All about it. I love it.
Yeah.
And same with you, right? So I got to give a shout out to Jesse Schimpf. Like, how do board members stumble into this? Do they get involved somehow? Because I'm all about it. This is incredible.
Jesse got involved through real estate, his background. So he was instrumental to, I know, our prior board chair in helping secure the space that we have. And
that makes sense.
From that perspective. And he's been a great board member too. Very strong with development, very well connected in the community. And I like to say that we all do a little and together we accomplish a lot.
What'd you say? Tiny but mighty?
Tiny but mighty.
I like that line. Jesse and I knew each other when we were not mature adults, by the way. Maybe he's a mature adult. I'm not a mature adult.
Yesterday?
He's getting crying. Do you sing?
I don't.
Do you sing?
No. You don't want to hear me sing. But I dance.
Did you before this?
No, but I'm learning. And I'm going to tear that dance floor up April 26th.
He's going to crush it. We're going to hammer the date.
Yeah.
When's the date?
April 26th.
Where?
UNF at the Performing Arts Center.
Yep. Oh, hey, great venue.
Yeah.
And then had you danced before that? Like, did you grow up dancing?
No, not at all. But that's kind of the way the event is structured. Yep. We want community leaders like TJ and his fellow dancers who don't have a dance background, and then they get partnered with a professional and you learn from the ground up. It's a choreographed routine that you practice and perform in front of a live audience. And
we'll go back to JCC itself. I love this event. That's why this is happening. April 26th from 6 to 8 at the Lazara Performance Hall at UNF.
Swoop.
UNF grads, by the way. We love UNF. Shout out. Where do you get tickets?
Online.
Is it open to anyone?
Open to anyone. We would encourage anyone and everybody to be an attendee at the event.
RiverCityDWTS.com.
Yes.
Yep.
Okay.
Absolutely.
You've danced. How many dancers per year?
The goal is 10.
Okay.
We have 8 this year. So 50% of the competition is based on dancing ability. The other 50% is the money that is raised. And then JCC is the beneficiary of this event. It's really what's taken the place of a gala. It's a fun evening out for us. And then we reap the benefits of strong community leaders and partners who graciously dedicate their time and volunteer to be a part of it.
Two things. Actually, one thing then, TJ. I'm not galled out, but eventually it's like, I can't go to another gala.
Boring.
Some of them are fun, but I just can't do it anymore. This is so unique and different for fundraising. When someone asked you and you were voluntold, by the way,
yeah,
were you like, heck yeah, I'm in? Or were you kind of like talking to your friends and family, like, I don't know if I should do this?
So I mentioned it to Abby, who you know is my colleague at Project Opioid. And then
shout out Abby.
Yeah. Where is she? out of town today, so she couldn't be here. But she then shared it with the office. And at that point, I didn't have
a choice. No. You got to do it.
Yeah.
So. I think it's important to acknowledge, too, because I'm plugging TJ all day, right?
Thank you.
Fill this man's money bucket up. You can't walk in the door unless you raise X amount of dollars. Yep. Can we share that or is that a secret?
Sure. I mean, I think it's not a secret. There have been enough dancers in the community. $10,000 is really our target to be able to dance. It gets pretty competitive beyond the fundraising. Absolutely.
So you look at this, right? Before you walk in the door, you got to raise $10,000. Let's say there's 10 dancers. That's $100,000 minimum that goes to JCC. That's incredible. That's the bare minimum, right? Then you get this competitive nature. TJ, are you competitive?
A little bit. just a little bit.
it's fun. It's engaging. But 100% of these proceeds go to JCC. Yep. Huge deal. By the way, go to the website. Donate all your money to TJ Ward. I'm just saying.
Are we going to talk about how they can do that here in a minute?
Almost.
Okay.
The dancing side, how competitive do the dancers get amongst themselves? Like, how much do you all want to win? Like, I've got to win this dancing part.
Oh, everyone's there to win. There is no question. It's a strong competition. There's a tremendous amount of work that goes into it. If you don't have a dance background, I have a whole new appreciation for how complicated and difficult it is to execute a routine at that level. It is a good show. It is a well-orchestrated show.
Where do they go?
So River City, Dancing with the Stars, DWTS. So RiverCityDWTS.com. And you can, everything you do there, whether you purchase a ticket, you purchase an ad for the program, you want to be a sponsor for the event, all of those are listed there on the website. And as you purchase things, you can designate which dancer you would like for that, you know, to get the credit for that. So every dollar that is purchased equals a vote. So like if 212 Benefits wanted to be a VIP sponsor, for instance, they would go on, purchase that sponsorship, and then designate that it would go to me. And then each of those dollars equals a vote. And as Susanna said, 50% of it's based on the amount of money that you raise or the amount of votes you get from those dollars. And then the other 50% is based on the routine that you, you know, perform.
So $10,000 raised is 10,000 votes, right? And then whoever raises the most money gets that many votes. And then the dancing, who's judging the dancing, by the way?
Actually have past contestants and a professional. So
can you give me the list? Because I will break legs for TJ. I will break legs.
I love this.
Sorry, just kidding.
I appreciate the enthusiasm. I can't share the list.
I'm kidding. Trey, edit that out, by the way. Okay.
No edits.
Jokes aside, I think this is awesome, right? I think it's fun. It's unique. The fact that my friend's doing it. I have to give a shout out too. Like, you can't be biased, I assume, as a board chair, right? He put us in touch. I'm thrilled you're here. I can be biased. Sure. I'm allowed to be. So when you go to this website, rivercitydwts.com, you can pick who it's contributed to.
Yep.
Remember, TJ Ward with a W is the last letter in the alphabet. Make sure you select his name every single time.
Yes.
Just saying.
And if they go to the contestants link, they can see a bio for all of the contestants.
No, don't go to the contestants link.
You
TJ Ward, TJ
scroll
Ward.
Scroll to the bottom and I'll be down there where the W's reside. So
jokes is the other contestants, you want to share them? Are there other community advocates? Or
nah.
Okay, never mind.
We don't want to share.
I'll look them up. Trey's in this.
Will some of the kids that are part of the actual program be there to watch you guys live?
They will, not just to be there to watch us, but the tour inquirer will be performing the second half of the performance.
Right.
So you'll get a front row seat to what you're helping to fund.
Okay. Can you talk through maybe how the whole event structured? Because I think it's ingenious what y'all have done as far as like allowing people to vote live.
Yep, absolutely. So every contestant will take their turn. There will be judging at the end of each performance. They will then have an intermission, at which point you can mix and mingle for whoever you came to support. And that's a lot of fun. And that is the last time that you can donate additional funds to help support your dancer.
Up until the end of the intermission.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
And can you? Is there a live counter where you could see the other people so he could save his money till the very end and then put it all in?
It doesn't affect, though. It's just dollar amounts.
There is going to be, you're right, that's part of it. Yep. That's just part of it. But there is an update.
You could, the last hour, like, he's count 3X. It was like, hold my money, bam.
I will say it's an eventful night. There's a lot of movement that happens the night of, but.
How many people attend traditionally?
Oh, gosh, hundreds.
Nice.
Like 500, 200.
It depends on the year. It's funny that you asked that because I think a lot of it depends on the contestants we have that year. Some contestants draw a really large crowd. Some contestants do a really great job of selling sponsorships and don't want people to come watch them. I think that's the fun part.
I respect that.
Oh, I love it.
But please come. It's a blast.
Yeah, I want all the people in the crowd.
You want everybody there.
I want to make in as much noise as possible.
I'm dead last.
I'll have a cowbell.
There has been talk of people bringing fat heads. You know, there's
all the things.
Yeah.
Oh, this sounds... I'll be there, right?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
I might have a megaphone once you're done. Like, it's going to be obnoxious.
Please do it. And then after we dance, that's when the kids perform.
Exactly.
While they're tallying.
Second half, we'll have some showcase dancers, some experienced dancers put on performances. The kids will sing.
So each dancer does one dance first half, intermission, right? And then you have the kids singing, some professional dancers.
How long, like, is it a full song? Like, are you allotted a certain amount of time?
I think it's about 3 minutes, right? Isn't that
a long time?
That,
it is, dude.
It's a very long time to do.
I want to save
good
that
work
from experience. Yeah,
we're going to save that for the second half, the exercise component of dancing. We're running out of the first half here.
Yeah,
I got some funny stuff here. Okay. 2 minutes of commercial break. Any shout outs that you have? Coworkers, JCC specifically, Project Opioid. Jesse, I love you, man, by the way.
Shout out.
Jesse's my boy, too. Yep.
No, I think we need to shout out the whole board. It's incredible. The organization, the staff. If you don't know how choral music works, it is not a 9-to-5 job. It is late hours, weekends, early mornings, lots of heart, lots of passion. I think a lot of really special people make the magic happen.
That are doing this.
Absolutely.
That are scared to walk in that door and do it, and it changes their life.
In a huge way. I love that you mentioned that because I spoke with a parent just last weekend who said the singing is amazing, but it's all of the discipline, it's all the structure, and it's all the life skills that they learn by being part of the program. That's the lifelong value that comes.
And think about the fact they're getting in front of people at a young age, and how many people are scared to step on a stage and in front of people.
Oh,
and
life changing.
Yeah, but most.
You have these kids growing up in front of all the audiences. They, you know, build a confidence in themselves and in their abilities to not only sing, but also just be in front of people.
You know, the number one fear in the world, it's not spiders, it's not death, it's not drowning, catching on fire. The number one fear of humans is public speaking.
Yeah. It doesn't come naturally.
You get on a stage between, you said, 18 months and 18 years, and you sing in front of hundreds of people, that will change your life forever. Man, shoot, that flew by.
Yeah.
Susanna Cruz, I'm going to introduce you again as board chair for the Jacksonville Children's Chorus. TJ Ward, who is one of the celebrity dancers this year for the Jacksonville Children's Chorus. That's what the hell just happened. Welcome back to the second half of What the Hell Just Happened. If you missed the first half here on the radio, good news. You can find it on your favorite podcast platform under What the Hell Just Happened or YouTube now, right? I keep saying
we're rocking and rolling on YouTube.
I can't figure YouTube out, by the way. Whatever. It's up there.
I think it's here to stay.
Yeah. It's not going anywhere. Yeah. That's not my department. First half, really cool stuff. We have TJ Ward with Project Opioid, also a celebrity dancer this year for... Ooh.
River City Dancing with the Stars.
RiverCityDTWS.com. Sponsor your boy TJ. Also, Susanna Cruz, who works for Marsha McLennan, but is the board chair for JCC. If you're joining us the second half, JCC is Jacksonville Children's Chorus. We like JCC. Cool stuff. Talked about the organization, which is incredible for Northeast Florida. Great. Is it a nonprofit?
Absolutely. Yeah. It is.
again, I'm more and more interested in getting involved with this organization. Great first half. We ended with some shout outs, but we missed a couple. TJ, who is a dancer you should sponsor? I'm telling you right now, who'd we miss?
Well, I would love to shout out a few of my VIP sponsorships for River City Dancing with the Stars. So Jack's Chamber.
Oh, we love the Chamber.
We love the Chamber. We love the Chamber. Chamber does great work all across this region. Gate Petroleum, our friends over there.
That's a big one.
John Payton and Misty Skipper. Oh, yeah. A New Vision Technology. So you mentioned Summer Vine.
Summer.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They're a VIP sponsor. And then Acuity Design Group. And I don't know if you're familiar with Cantrice Jones.
Put us in touch.
She's very involved with the Chamber, but she does great work. She does our marketing and graphic design for us at Project Opioid, and so she sponsored me.
Who does their benefits? I'm kidding. I love asking.
Well,
that's a funny joke. Hey.
Funny that you mentioned this, because hey. I'm hoping that 212 Benefits will be my next VIP sponsor.
212 Benefits?
Yeah.
I never heard of them.
You should check them out.
I'm kidding.
They're doing great work all across this.
We're going to do something fun, I think. We'll figure it out. But you'd mention shout outs. We have a celebrity guest here. She's not in studio, but she made this clip, which I think is hysterical. Adrian Jansen, I'm playing this on the air, by the way.
Hey, TJ, it's Adrian Jansen. I am so bummed that I cannot be there today. I think that what you all are doing is amazing. I've loved watching your videos on LinkedIn. I think you could probably put a little more weight in your toes, like maybe the ball of your foot. But other than that, you're doing a great job. The lifts look awesome. And can't wait to come watch you perform at Dancing with the Stars. Y'all have fun this afternoon. See you soon.
I like
that.
That's
so cool.
First time we've done that. That's pretty fun.
She's so sweet. And she's not wrong about getting on my toes more. I'm learning the dances now, so I'm starting to get more of the, you know, flair into it.
I love that.
Yeah.
I want to talk about dancing specifically, the training side, then talk about the event more and more.
Yeah.
I love that. She chimed in.
It was good.
Healthy or not healthy? You've done it.
Done it three times. This you is my bring, fourth.
That's right. Four time guest.
First time guest.
Do you have any you want to throw out before we start?
Let's see what you got, and then I'll kind of pick you
up. Healthy or not healthy, the JCC.
So healthy.
Healthy or not healthy, being a board chair for any nonprofit.
Oh, blanket statement, huh? I will say being a board chair for JCC is very healthy.
I can't speak to any other nonprofit.
Yeah, I would imagine some could be a disaster, but not JCC.
Healthy or not healthy dance lessons?
Healthy.
Very healthy.
Yeah,
healthy
or not? Heart healthy, actually.
Oh.
So I hate to kind of interrupt your,
go for
your
it.
Flow, but I didn't realize how much cardio you get in a dance practice. My heart rate gets up and it stays up for about an hour.
We have a whole segment about weightlifting versus dancing, by the way, because you are a weightlifter.
Yeah, I do a little bit of that. And the dancing side of it, I kind of was skeptical of if there was going to be any physical benefit. But I tell you what.
Humbling. Yeah.
It's the only cardio I do every week. But yeah, but it's cardio nonetheless.
Pause that. Healthy or not healthy, parking outside of the lines when you park your car.
Who would we be talking about in this scenario?
I'm just asking in general.
Not me.
We had a laugh about somebody parked outside the lines. It was me.
Right.
I'm winking right
now. Definitely
wouldn't
be Susanna.
Healthy or not healthy, custom-made t-shirts?
Healthy.
Dude, come on.
What do you got? What do you have?
Yeah. How can you not sponsor this
There's
guy?
There's no right here? Way. Oh, my
oh yeah.
Gosh.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
can
we're going to post
a picture
this.
Of that.
I'm going to send all you this stuff. I almost sent it to Daniel and everybody. Come on, man. I love funny t-shirts.
Did they take that?
In the audience supporting TJ's going to need
this one is, y'all, we're going to wear this. Whoever's there.
I want to know how you got into practice to take that picture.
If you wear this to dance, that's look at the tan difference. Like tan skin. This guy's not tan, by the way.
That's incredible.
I knew you'd appreciate that.
I love it. Thank you so much.
Yeah. That was the last one. So back to I want to talk by the way, the picture at the end, like you know, this has to be out.
Oh, I love
you know how hard it was not to like just bam earlier.
You did a good job.
Oh, sorry.
I'm genuinely surprised.
Bring it back in. Rein it back in, Eric.
I should have expected it.
The hell, you know. custom-made t-shirts. Healthy.
I'm sticking with healthy.
I love
this is solid.
Ridiculous t-shirts. The exercise component. I told you, man.
Yeah.
Dance lessons. You are, I would assume, a weightlifter.
I am.
What do you do? You are in, not to sound weird, you're in good shape, right? You do something.
So run, I'll tell you.
Stretch, yoga.
My first dance class, trying to get to know my instructor and what he had to work with, he said, all right, how about background in gymnastics? I said, nope, cheerleader. Nope, dance. Nope. He's like, so we're starting at ground zero. We have nothing to work with. And my background was horseback riding, tennis, swimming, yes, running, Pilates, everything, but dance, and none of it translated. So it was interesting. Last year, we had a tennis pro. He's like, I'm quick on my feet. I got this. You have to be on your toes,
humble
right?
Pie.
Humble pie. Humble pie. So it's humble. The great equalizer, not having a background, but certainly helps.
I think that's a good point you make, though, because there are going to be other people that get nominated for this, such as Eric next year.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, Eric's athletic. We'll see. But we'll people see. That maybe don't have the athletic background, you can still learn to dance and still compete. And
it's good to be open-minded, and it's good to trust the professionals. I mean, they are true magicians. They start everybody every year from nothing, and in a very short amount of time, you're lifting, you have the routine down, and it's really impressive.
Yeah.
We can add to that. You ready to chime in?
I got a quick question for you. What are there different styles of dancing? And if so, was there a particular one you went with?
Great question.
That is a great
question. There are definitely different styles. I'm not familiar with all of them, but going into this, I knew that I had an advantage with the muscularity. So I said, hey, Darren.
This guy's got a sleeves cut off in half, his vein. Come on. If you don't have a TJ, yes, he's jacked.
No, I just said, Darren, I'm thinking I want to do the dirty dance scene at the end where he lifts her up over his head. And he was like, okay, we can do that. We'll pair you with somebody that, you know, would be a good fit for that. So they will work with you on who they put you with as far as your pro dancer.
Okay.
And so I have Tatiana. She goes by
right,
Tanya.
Shout out Tanya.
Yeah. But she is the most amazing instructor. And she was very patient. Because she's a pro dancer, that's what she does for a living, competes all over the country, all over the world, really. So watching her videos on Instagram, I was like, she must be so frustrated with me, but she's so patient. And I think that's how the rest of them are, I would have to assume, because you've got people that haven't ever done it before.
You've danced. This is like a two-part question here, right? You pick your own dance? Like, do you say, I want to do this song, how do you decide the music, the style of dancing, whether it's tap or break, whatever it is?
Yeah, I think everybody has a degree of creative oversight. You have something you're interested in, and maybe you share with your instructor what you're interested in. To TJ's point, he had a vision and she's helping him execute. Some people go, I got nothing. And the dance instructor will be there to help give guidance and find their strengths as they're learning.
Is there a dance studio that's tied to this? Or like, how'd you get your coach? Your coach also?
Yeah. All About Ballroom is our main dance studio, but we have satellite dance studios like Tatiana.
Absolute Dance.
Absolute Dance. So we have really strong partners that help commit to teaching community leaders how to dance in short order.
What was the dance and song you did?
I did a salsa. So I grew up in Costa Rica. I felt like I had to pay homage to my upbringing.
Vida.
Yes.
Tattoo, by the way, that says that. Oh, shoot. Is that on air? I'm kidding. Everything's on air.
You need to get a tattoo on the air one time. Do that.
I love Costa Rica. Continue your story. Grew up in Costa Rica. Sorry.
That's it. Had to honor that culture and that upbringing with a Latin
salsa dance.
Oh, yeah.
Are we going to share the video or no?
We
talked
may.
Off the air.
We may share a little snippet. We'll see.
I think no chance. She's like, I'm not sending this to anyone. That was COVID year too.
COVID year.
So you all are dancing in masks. This is 2020.
That's right. We all started dancing January in 2020. Jeez. And then March, of course, the world shut down. So we had to pivot, take a break. And once physical fitness studios reopened, that's when the dance studios were allowed to reopen. But as we all know, dancing is the opposite of social distancing. So had to wear masks and get very creative and made it happen, though. It's an important event. And we push through.
This is JCC, which stands for
Jacksonville Children's Choir. course.
So,
Trey,
come on,
so
dude.
Why you had one job.
I love putting you on the spot.
Jacksonville Children's Chorus. We like saying JCC, but wow, what an incredible local organization. We could talk about that, but specifically this event, huge fundraiser, right? 8 to 12 dancers every year, minimum 10K to get involved. RiverCityDWTS.com. What has been the most humbling moment for you in dance lessons? This for TJ, by the way.
Yeah. For me, it was the very beginning. Just the first couple lessons and the footwork that is involved with a salsa. So that dance I'm doing is primarily salsa. And Susanna can tell you the footwork's very particular and I couldn't get it down. It took me probably 50 times before I felt comfortable doing it. And so I think the beginning part of it, just getting used to dancing for the first time, dancing with a partner, but it happens so quickly, you know, especially if you are athletic and you know that if you've got a background with, you know, sports or whatever, and you've had to do things with your feet, then you can catch up pretty quickly. And even if somebody is a novice when it comes to that, I think these pros can work miracles. Like Susanna said, they're
repetition,
magicians.
Repetition, and the coaches. I think shout out
coaches
to that.
Are the key.
Yes,
they really are.
Amazing.
That's yeah.
Because I would have no clue. And she's put together an entire routine that is actually better than the one in the movie. I'm just saying. I've
seen clips on LinkedIn and Instagram. I love that you share those. That's it. Yeah. That's awesome. So people are like, I don't want anyone to see this.
No, and we had that conversation, Tatiana and Tanya. I did. You know, do we just hold back? And I'm like, no. Let's show people what we're doing. They may want to support this.
I love it.
And just see the progression. You know, from the beginning, I look like a fool, and I still look horrible. But it's getting a little bit better.
Less horrible.
And then by the time April 26 rolls around, I'll nail it. We'll have a blast, and hopefully I'll win.
Where's the event?
UNF.
Lazara Theater, right? April 26, 6 to 8. To emphasize this again, first half is the dancers.
Right.
Then intermission. Then the kids sing, which is, again, that I'd go for that.
Yeah.
I would go for
that. It's worth it.
I'm saying, like, TJ, I love you. No one wants to see you dance. Oh, they want to see these kids sing.
Not at all.
And then professional.
Well,
dancers.
Maybe some.
Probably both. Come on, dude. Who want to see both?
Who doesn't want to see that?
I'm going for this.
Okay, so back to JCC as a whole. How do we spread awareness? I didn't know about it. Guilty.
I didn't either.
Right?
Yeah.
How do we? What are we missing? What could we do better? Not us, but everyone. How do more people not know about this?
Well, first of all, thank you for your platform and having us as guests. I think it goes a long way to have community leaders participate in this event so they can share. To your point, a lot of people are going to be there to support the individual, and that's great. We want to keep tabs on them and make sure they stay involved. If you know a child that loves to sing, I want to hear all about it.
That's it. I'm going to give you an example. So my oldest son, sports. Middle son, creative musical, like he has no desire to play sports. My daughter, who's the youngest, combo of both. She loves music. She loves singing. This is something, what did you say earlier? There are kids who are like, oh, I don't want to do piano or sing. But there's as many kids who say, I don't want to play sports. I want to do this.
Right.
So for parents.
Let's get them in. So they can be part of the program. At the early level, if you love to sing, you're in. Just come join us, come have fun. That's what it's meant to do. And you cultivate and develop over the years. There is a process for participating in the touring choir, the higher level choirs, and there's an audition involved. But want to encourage everyone to come to a performance, want you to be involved, come support our kids, spread the word, have your kids come in. We'd love to have them.
My middle, he gets real nervous on stage. But again, we talked about this.
But that's correct. The beauty of it, right? We talk about, you know, on the sports side, would the ultimate goal be to play professionally? Sure, but there's a lot of value you get if you never make
less
it
than 1%.
So yeah. We want all of these kids to get the benefit of leadership skills and comfort, public speaking, discipline, everything that comes with being part of an organization like this.
You got something?
I've got a random one.
I can't wait.
Please.
It's like, what's going here?
What kind of shoes are you wearing when you're dancing?
Ooh, that's good.
That you have to wear dance shoes that have like a, I'd call it a felt. I don't know if that's the right term.
It helps.
On the bottom.
Not smooth.
Slide across that
slide
dance.
A little bit. Just a little bit. But yeah, they do. You remember, you may be too young for this.
I'm almost 40.
Do you remember jazz shoes back in the day? Do you remember Miami Vice, the shoes that they used to wear? Yeah. Crockett and Tubbs had a little. Those are the shoes. They're black and they look just like that. I should have brought them in. But yeah, you can get them on Amazon, and you're going to have to have them for next year.
False. If I do this, I'm wearing like Converse. That's the first time I'm going to put my foot on the table.
You want to be smooth. You want to be smooth.
No, I'm telling you right now, if I do this, mine's going to be like just straight laughing.
Breakdancing?
Yes, breakdancing. I don't want to be sliding. I want to be doing ridiculous stuff, doing funny wedding dance videos like the big rig.
Oh, my you know, gosh. All those, you got to try to win, though.
You know. I don't know. Absolutely not. I'm different. Like, I'm not, I don't want to win. I want everyone to be like, that guy was a clown, which is perfect.
One other question for you. After this experience, I know you're not done with it, but do you feel like you're almost ready to go and hit the dance floor at like a nightclub or something like that just to let it rip?
So I kept dancing for 2 years after it was over just for fun. It's so much fun. Not professionally, not on stage ever again. We'll leave it to the pros. They're beautiful, but it's fun. Yeah. Weddings, going out, social events, galas, you're ready.
So I know we're running close on time, but you know, one of the advantages I have, my oldest daughter's getting married in October.
Oh, you're ready.
So I will be ready. So I will be raw.
She better be ready.
Right. You can take that with you to her point. You know, after this is over, I can go to a wedding and be confident.
Oh, yes.
Bust out some salsa and do a whole Patrick Swayze routine in front of...
He's at the lift. Have you seen the videos he's putting out there?
I've been watching them.
Yeah, I think it's... We're all watching you from afar.
Yeah.
That's... When's the wedding?
October 23rd.
Shout out.
Picked a song or do you pick a song?
We talked about that yesterday. She's got a few in mind, but she... And she sent me a couple and I listened to them and bawl like a baby. Oh. So I don't... They're slower dance songs.
Yeah. Game over.
Yeah.
I'll cry thinking about my six-year-old daughter's wedding right now.
And I... So at these events, the children's chorus events, JCC, by the way, I find myself holding back tears watching the kids sing. This is incredible because they're so happy. They have so much joy in their heart. And there's a good number of them that wouldn't have that opportunity if fundraisers like Dancing with the Stars didn't exist. So I think it's brilliant. It's, you know, Darren does such an amazing job of coming up with and the team, the staff, and then the board executing all the things that go into pulling off an event like this. But this is the primary or at least one of the primary fundraisers for the JCC. So we got to get your listeners out there. And, you know, there's other dancers. We aren't going to talk about them, but I'll be there.
There are no other dancers. TJ Ward is the only dancer. Go ahead.
How many people can fit in that?
Oh, yeah. What do you expect?
It would be hilarious if we get the goal would be maxed out.
Hey,
would be amazing.
What is like typical people that go watch? Is it 100 people? Like, what's the number?
Oh, it's several hundred for sure.
Do you know the max
capacity? I'd have to get back to you on
that. Find that out tomorrow.
It's a pretty sizable theater.
I'll call you up tomorrow.
Chris Lee tried to pack it out.
Yes.
Nuts.
We'll get the... So, sorry, we're going off the rails here.
No, this is great. We want everybody.
We'll call our
there.
Whole fraternity, every make fraternity sorority, like, listen, we will give you guys food and...
T-shirts.
Yes. Just stand up top. When I give you the sign, just go erupt in excitement.
Yeah.
You never know.
And all those ticket sales go to benefit, to your point earlier,
every
JCC.
Dime. Every
dime. It's all helping the kids.
I'm disappointed in myself not being familiar with this whole process organization because like we love Jacksonville, we love Northeast Florida. It's a big deal.
Yeah.
I'm not disappointed. You know now.
I was gonna cool. say
here we go. Cool. This is
make
important.
It bigger.
Okay.
Year.
That's right.
What are you this is for TJ, what are you most excited for April 26th, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Of course, I'm excited to see all the hard work pay off, but I'm really genuinely excited to see how much money we can raise collectively as a group of dancers to benefit JCC. I think that's the thing that's what this is all about. You know, we have fun with the whole competitive side of it. And, you know, I'm working as hard as I possibly can. I don't want to make a fool of myself. And I want to represent all of my sponsors and the people that have bought tickets and ads for the program. I want to make them proud. But I also want, you know, the kids to benefit greatly from the fundraiser.
What are you most nervous about? Besides your daughter's wedding, by the way.
That would be the biggest one.
That's not, I'm talking about this event.
I haven't thought of that. Obviously, I don't want to mess up the routine, but I, you know, you don't even think about that. You know, you're going to nail
Nobody in the audience would even know if you did.
Ice in his veins. Yeah. You should have said nothing. Ice in his veins.
I want to be relatable too. We're trying to sell tickets here and I need sponsorship. So rivercitydwts.com, TJ Ward.
Yep. Pick his egg. Scroll down. Remember, WARD, last in the alphabet. You got to scroll down to the bottom of the page. Yep. There's no bias here. I'm biased.
You can, be.
Yeah. What are you most excited for about this year's event?
Every year it keeps getting better. It truly is a lot of fun. It was a blast to be able to sit in the audience and have a little less nerves than being on stage, but it's supporting all the hard work that goes into it. It is a tremendous amount of work over a long period of time. And we're so grateful for people agreeing to be a part of it.
What are you most nervous about for the event?
Oh, I'm not nervous for the event.
We don't have to go on stage.
Yet. No, I don't go on stage. This is really a staff-run event. They do a beautiful job. It's executed well. It gets better every year. Every year I say this is the best, and then they level up the bar. So it's wonderful. I don't have anything to
Were
be
you
nervous
board
about.
Chair last year?
I was.
So this is not new to you?
No.
Okay. We had someone recently that was, it's their first time running an event or a board chair.
You guys selling any booze at the event?
No.
I didn't know if they could make a little profit off of it.
It's a good question. No.
Tailgate before.
We could throw a hell of a tailgate for TJ.
There you go. I'll stop by.
TJ Tailgate.
TJ Tailgate. That's another t-shirt.
Oh, geez.
There may be some beverages backstage. I don't know.
I would, again, we don't have to acknowledge this. I would assume like there has to be some, maybe all, that whether you drink or not, if you drink, it might help. I'm not endorsing alcohol here, but
I mean, it
loosen the nerves. I don't know.
I think it depends on the person. Loosen the nerves, affect your footwork. I don't know. There's a trade-off there.
That is true.
Has anyone ever in the history of dancing like stumbled out there that was clearly way too inebriated?
No, I haven't seen it. I have yet to see anybody just not.
That's
do
not a good
spectacular
look for
sponsors.
This is a legitimate.
Got to be professional.
Yeah,
a little bit.
You have relevant, important people that care about this community. This is not, no offense, Trey, like you and I, you know.
So you got to keep it together next year.
No, I told you, if I do it next year, it's going to be the funniest dancing routine of all time. And I'm going to win, by the way, because I can dance.
Hey, quick question for you. What's the biggest amount you guys have raised since this has existed?
Good.
And so we would know the threshold to beat.
Yep.
Ooh, great question. I think anything above 100 is gravy. That all goes into operating costs, you know, scholarships, everything that we do to drive programs. So that's always the goal. If we do better, then
so what is that? 12K a person, right?
Eight. This you don't eight. Make me do math. Right. I don't know. We're almost out of time. We're good. Any last minute thoughts? Don't forget this. By the way, rivercitydwts.com. By the way, don't forget to scroll down. Pick TJ Ward, forget everybody else. What are we missing? Anything we miss you want to add before we wrap it up?
No, thank you. I think you did a great job highlighting all of the key points. Oh, looks like we have another question.
We have to have you back. Oh, we should immediately have him back.
Oh, that's done, right?
Do it. Yeah, absolutely.
Did you have fun?
I had a blast.
As always.
Yep. Would you come back?
For sure.
That's what the hell just happened!